This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي آمين يا رب العالمين. Before I can start today's khutbah, I just want to make a few du'as. First of all, please remember our brothers and sisters and our kids in Gaza, in Palestine, in Lebanon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the status of shuhada and help them all. Ameen ya Rab. And also, please make dua for our brothers and sisters in Muslim community in here in America. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from the external evils and internal evils. Ameen ya Rab. Almost 10 years back, when I was a PhD student, someone gave me a book when I was just starting, I guess 12 years back. Someone gave me a book and few resources about how to read a book. And that really helped me, because as a PhD student, as a researcher, you have to navigate so many books. That really helped me to understand how to analyze different books and methodology of different books. So I realize actually now in today's khutbah, let us understand how to listen to a khutbah. Because we listen to so many khutbahs, so many talks. On average, almost 52 khutbahs we listen in every year. 52 khutbahs. Times 10, almost 520 khutbahs in 10 years we are supposed to listen. It means if we pay attention to every khutbah, we can learn so many things. And when a khatib is good, mashallah, this masjid have great speakers and imam, mashallah, it's easy to pay attention. But when a khatib is like me, ill-prepared khatib, then it's a nap time for the audience. How to make sure that we are making our listening productive? So whether a khutbah is of good quality or an ill-prepared khatib comes, you are still taking benefit and getting something for spirituality, so that once you are leaving the masjid, you still get something. And it is so important, subhanAllah. You might see in your interaction with the different people, the person sitting right next to you, he or she might be crying. In the same khutbah, you don't even know what the topic is. Why different attitude in listeners is because we listen, same speaker, same speech, but we listen in a different perspective. So let us understand how to listen to Jummah khutbah attentively and effectively, so that inshallah we can have a productive listening habits. And we live in an information overload time where we have so much information, but we comprehend less. In almost all the masajid, especially for last 2 years I'm in Dallas, I see every masjid, mashallah, have public speaking workshops. And they should have those khatib workshops. But now we have many speakers in our community, but few listeners. So now we need actually listening workshop also. Whatever advice I'm going to give you from Ibn Qayyim, Imam Ghazali, and other scholars, it's just 5-6 advice depending on the time. I will going to restrict myself to the Jummah khutbah, to the halaqat in the masjid. But please do not restrict this to the Jummah khutbah. Once you go from the masjid, in your work, in your family, in your school, try to apply these listening skills even at your work, even in your family. Because most of our conflicts actually comes by not listening properly. We need our parents and our kids and our spouse and our community member to listen. No one is asking you to compromise on your values, but just listen to the other person. See the perspective, he or she, where he's coming from or she's coming from. No one is asking you to compromise the principle, but that will going to have a good community in development. Okay, now let's start, inshallah. Only one ayah from the Quran about the importance, and then we're going to go to those 5-6 techniques. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, dozens of ayat, but I'm just telling you one about the importance of listening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 23, وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. Allah says, and listen to this, how important is listening? Allah says, had Allah known any good in them, had Allah known any khair, good in them, la asma'ahum, Allah would have made them good listeners. Subhanallah. Basically, there's a simple explanation of this ayah. If we are not listening, if we are not good listeners, if we are not getting the straightforward message coming from the member, Quran, Hadith, there is a sign, there is a symptom that there might not be any khair, any goodness in our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Ameen. First thing we have to do when you are coming for Jummah khutbah is the change of heart. Today I'm going to Wali Ranch for Jummah khutbah. I will going to learn something new. Make your heart changeable. Today, whatever I was going to listen from the member, I was going to make sure I will apply. And while going back, while driving back, I will ponder, I will reflect that how I was going to become a better person, depending on the advice what I got. Have that attitude, that change of heart from whatever you will hear. By the way, in Islam, we believe our ears and our heart, spiritual heart, is connected. Just like our eyes and our spiritual heart is connected. What do you think? If I was going to see inappropriate things on cell phone, will that impact my spirituality? Absolutely. Similarly, if you were going to listen to inappropriate things, trash, filth, garbage, that will going to impact your spiritual heart also. And it's other way around also, by the way. If my heart is filled with trash, garbage, then eventually sometime good speaker, good speech, good recitation won't make immediate impact because your heart is filled with the trash. So it's other way around also, and that is why, with no surprises, in multiple places in the Quran, when Allah talks about the misguided person, Allah will going to connect the sealing of the heart and sealing of the ears. Subhanallah. Allah says, "Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim." And multiple places in the Quran that these were misguided people, Allah has sealed their hearts and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed their ears. May Allah protect us all. Ameen ya Rab. Whenever we are listening to anything, the words go from our ear, and before it will reach to our heart, we have many filters based on our environment. The biggest filter we have is our ego filter. The biggest filter. You will hear something, and before you will going to process that information in your spiritual heart, that will filter out with your ego filter. So if you're listening everything from an egocentric perspective, most likely you won't be able to get any spiritual benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all humble. Ameen ya Rab. So now let's start. Point number one. Point number one is, become humble when you are listening to Jummah Khutbah. When you are listening to any Friday night halaqa, any conferences, anything, become humble listener. If Imam comes and says, today I was going to give you Tafsir of Surah Fatiha, and you are like, I already know Tafsir of Surah Fatiha. 10 years back, I actually got this from, I attended Sunday school class, and I read the translation in English language, so I know Tafsir of Surah Fatiha. That's not humbleness. I'm sorry to say, this is arrogance. There's so much to learn in just Surah Fatiha. Imam Razi wrote 150 pages Tafsir only of Surah Fatiha. So much to learn. That entire idea, how can this jahil, this ignorant person is going to teach me? Relax, Habibi. Become humble. Become humble. This is too arrogant. There's so many examples. I'll just tell you my own example. 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, after 10-year imamship, I took sabbatical and I went to Medina. And I finished Sahih Bukhari with my Sheikh Ahmed bin Hafiz al-Shanqiti, Hafizahullah. So when we, and by the way, this hadith I'm about to tell you, I had given khutbahs, at least 4 khutbah in New Jersey when I was imam there. I have memorized this hadith. So now we are finishing the Sahih Bukhari. When we reach to this hadith, Bawlul Arabi, the hadith where a Bedouin man came and he urinated in the masjid and Rasulullah corrected him in the most polite, beautiful way. We all know the hadith. When we reached to this hadith, my heart called me that I should tell the Sheikh that don't waste time to give the explanation. I already know the hadith. I give so many khutbahs in America. But out of respect of the Sheikh, I said, I should actually not say anything because of the respect of the Sheikh. But my heart was saying we should move on. Sheikh should not take that much time. After we finished the reading of the hadith, Sheikh said, this hadith has more than 100 benefits. And I was like, Sheikh is saying metaphorically. Uqsimu billah. For next 3 hours, we were writing and writing and writing the benefits of that hadith until we got 110 benefits of the same hadith. And I have those in my WhatsApp, by the way, in Arabic, if you want, after the khutbah. You know what I realized? That voice which was coming from my inside, that was my arrogance. That was my small iblis telling me I know this. And alhamdulillah, I had someone who can correct me and crush my ego. Many a times when we listen to Friday khutbah, we have this ego filter, that you think you know something. There's so much, so new shades of meaning are going to come out. Just listen, be humble. Don't evaluate prematurely what other person is trying to say. So be humble listener, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all humble. Ameen ya Rab. Second point, to be an effective listener in the Friday khutbah. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agree? We don't worship a speaker or a scholar. Very important point. I agree that when a good speaker comes, when a good sheikh comes, it's easy to feel connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when an ill-prepared khatib like me will come, it's easy to have nap time. But that's a test from Allah, that you have now ill-prepared khatib. Will you worship Allah or you are here for some other reason? We are in the masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These speakers, these mashayikh, these volunteers are only a mean to connect to that goal to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our problem is our means have become our goal and we don't have any goal. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he passed away, the Jummah institution continued. Means, أَيْنَ الثَّرَى مِنَ الثُّرَيَّ. Where are we and where is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And you know, Imam Ghazali and Imam Harawi mentioned this, that usually masses pay attention only when good speaker comes. But if you want to speed up your game in spirituality, if you want to join the elite ranks of spirituality, then you don't have to be concerned about who is giving you the message of Allah. Rather, you should connect yourself directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the other harms of worshipping a sheikh or a speaker is that, God forbid, if that khatib or speaker or imam leaves, because no one is here forever, then your entire deen will collapse. Scholars will come and go. Imams will enter and leave. Male or female speaker will going to rise and they might fall. Our dedication, our sincerity, our loyalty should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Third thing, we should not judge the khutbah, we should judge ourselves. Yes, if there is a mistake, give the feedback to the khatib. If he makes a blunder, give the feedback to the shura so that harm doesn't spread. It's your responsibility to do that. But that's exceptional situation. By default, coming to the masjid, listening to the speaker, whoever is the khatib, listen. We are living in such an egocentric culture, my brothers and sisters. We are judging everything, everyone, every speech except ourselves. How you're going to become a better person if this is your skeptical lens, is every 24 hours you're wearing this skeptical lens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to understand this and to take benefit from this. Ameen, Ya Rabb.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just the last two points.
Actually, subhanAllah, only one point because we don't have time. Whenever you are listening to a khutbah or to a halaqa, how to listen in an effective way, avoid preconceived notions. It's like some of us listen to these speeches when a Republican Party will going to listen to CNN news outlet, or liberals will going to see Fox News. They will always have critical mindset. You know, groupism or partisanship is an intellectual disability. Again, I'm repeating, groupism and partisanship is an intellectual disability. Whether this groupism is because of religious different school of thought, or whether because of this gender antagonism, or because of this political different flavors. Groupism, it's an intellectual disability, and partisanship also. We are part of one ummah. Whenever we are here, we should not put people into different compartments because eventually it will going to create antagonism in community. It won't bring solidarity in the community. You won't able to take benefit. And I'll finish with this example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best speaker, yes or no? He's giving Quran, best book, yes or no? So you have best speaker, best presentation, best presenter, best book, best speech. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu have a response, zadadahum imana, his iman increases every time. And Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, listening to same speaker, same speech, but their response is radically different. Question, why same speaker, same speech, but two different responses? Is because of the listener's attitude. I want you to become Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu when you are listening. Sahaba, And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability. But if your heart is filled with prejudice, even good khatib won't be able to penetrate in your heart. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all humbleness. Ameen, Ya Rab. Please make a special dua for the entire ummah. One of the sisters in our community, her grandfather requested for the dua. She recently had a car accident in our community. And after multiple surgeries, she lost her legs. And the grandfather and the family made a special request for the dua. Please make a special dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give easiness to her and to the entire family. Ameen, Ya Rab. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغزل من خزل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا ضالا إلا هديت يا أرحم الراحمين أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم.